Thank you very much. Payne's Prairie, Noonan's Lake. We're going to end our part of the program. Marty, you'll need a banjo for this. It's a song I wrote. See, I live in Gainesville, and you can't catch the train out of Gainesville. So you have to go to Waldo to catch the train out of Gainesville. But I went over to Waldo one day, and they said, well, the train don't stop in Waldo anymore. So I got terribly upset and went home, wrote a song called The Orange Blossom Special Don't Stop in Waldo Anymore. Within a week, they had restored service to Waldo. So now I'm going to write a song about why don't they restore service to Gainesville or maybe to White Springs. Yeah. Well, the greatest train that ever run down America's railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special. She hauled oranges and she hauled people down that seaboard line. From 10 miles away back in the swamp, you could hear her whistle whine. See her old smokestack ablaze and watch them big steel drivers roll. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. You know, people lined the railroad track to watch the OBS go by. She made grown men shiver and little babies cry. She shook the ground around small towns 50 years ago. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. She took a lot of people from all of them Florida towns. Sights of New York City, she was the finest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop Waldo anymore. Watch it now. Well, look yonder coming down that railroad track. I said, look yonder coming down that railroad track. That's that Orange Blossom Special bringing my baby back. Well, I'm going down Florida, gonna get me some sand in my shoes. Said I'm going down to Florida, gonna get me some sand in my shoes. I ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues. Marty Schumann. Rolling down the seaboard line, Wayne Martin.
That's a steam engine there, you know. The old steam engine. Whistle. Then they came out with them newfangled diesel engines. Went kind of like this. That's a diesel engine. And every once in a while, there'd be an old cow stand on a railroad track. An old cow. That's an old cow. That's a steer. Don't explain it to him, lady. You'll get it in a minute. If that old cow was to stand on the railroad track fixing to get run over, You can bet your bottom dollar that rancher was riding up and down side the railroad track in his brand new GMC picking up truck with four-wheel drive, the roll bar, and the bucket seats. Some antennas look like a porcupine with a thyroid condition. And he's blowing his horn trying to get the cow off the track. Kill the cow.
Schumann, Emerson Gravely, I'm Don Grooms, the late Will McLean. Thank you and good night.
All these cousins of mine here have just gone on down. They have just disappeared down there by Homestead, and they think the railroad is still over the Keys, and they are hot tailing it down to Key West. As there comes on the branch line that Florida East Coast that Ed Ball was singing about, by way of Dade City, the new Sand Mountain Wildcats.
It's really nice to have Don Grooms for a warm-up act, isn't it?
While we're setting up, I'd like to invite you to stand up for a minute or 30 seconds or so and just stretch or say hello to the person sitting next to you or just do something that feels good because
yeah,
you've been sitting for a long time.
Right. Keep it clean. Keep it
clean. Yeah, keep it clean, you guys.
That's good.
And say hello to the stranger sitting next to you and for the next
Hello, song. Stranger.
Hello, stranger.
Put your loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger.
Put your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger.
And you're a pal of mine.
Get a rounder.
Let a working girl lay down.
Get a rounder.
And let a working girl lay down.
You are a rounder.
And you're all out and down.
Well, every time
I ride a 6th and 4th Street car.
Every time
I ride a 6th and 4th Street car,
I can see my baby.
There he is.
He's peeping through them bars. Well, he bowed his head. I'm prison bound.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm longing to be free. Well, I'll see you
when your troubles are like mine.
Well, I'll see you
when your troubles are like mine.
Now
out for you when you haven't got a dime. Weep like a willow.
Thank you.
Song I taught Lawrence well, Cataboogie.
Did you ever pass the corner of 4th and Grand where a little
ball of,
a little
rhythm.
Ball of rhythm?
That's it, that's it.
You got a visual.
Oh, go, Dennis, do it.
A ball of rhythm.
Did you ever pass the corner of 4th and Grand? Little ball of rhythm had a shoeshine stand. People gather around him and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped the boogie-woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Well, he charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. Make you wanna up and dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped the boogie-woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Well, it's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hobbity-hibbity-hibbity-hibbity-hobbity-hibbity-hop. He opens up his corner when the clock strikes 9. Like to get up early when they're feeling fine. Make you want to get right up and rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped a boogie-woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
I guess Dennis Devine's gonna pop that rag.
Woo!
Well, it's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hobbity-hibbity-hibbity-hibbity-hobbity-hibbity-hop. He opens up his corner when the clock strikes 9. Like to get up early when they're feeling fine. Make you want to get right up and rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped the boogie-woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He popped the boogie-woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He popped the boogie-woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
We noticed it on the program that it said we was a bluegrass group.
Well, we was.
Wrong.
We was. We was, but we ain't no more.
When you get into them categories, I don't even like bluegrass music. Don't tell anybody I said that.
But we're going to do a bluegrass song just so we can fit into the program.
Besides that, Dennis loves bluegrass.
That's right. That's
right, folks. Dennis loves bluegrass, and he's going to sing you some right here.
Been working out in the rain with a dirty old ball and chain. But your mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. But your mother, I'll come home
sweet day they'll turn you loose from this dirty old calaboose. But your mother, I'll come home some old day.
Best friends I ever had. But your mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day, you wait for me and pray. Oh, your mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, your mother, I'll come home some old day. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day.
See, bluegrass ain't so bad, Ernie.
Now, Dennis really got off on that. You could see Dennis, he has, gets a little smile as the dimples come out right under his mustache.
I didn't know I had any left.
Yeah.
We have to balance the program now. We did a bluegrass number. Now we're going to do a...
anti-bluegrass number.
A frailing banjo number.
Back in 1831, Joel Sweeney, it appears, did the most amazing thing in the history of ears.
What's that, Ern?
He took his curly maple banjo. It had a head of possum hide, and he had a little fifth string running halfway up the side. On his fingers, he had no metal picks. He had no tuners that he could scrugs. But you know, I think I liked the banjo better before they ironed out all the bugs. Don't the honeysuckle bloom by the outhouse in the spring? On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing?
Ribbit.
In the winter, don't they sit and rock and listen to the fires roar? Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Davey playing Stomp the Floor.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? You know, back before flea markets, every county had swap day, and all along them mountains you could hear them banjos play.
Yeehaw!
Buy a set of tools or brace of mules or dance your feet get sore. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Davey playing Stomp the Floor.
Choreography.
Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Well, I've been to some modern festivals. Sometimes I like them quite a lot. But every other city slicker, he's got a five-string part. He's playing Deliverance and Jet Clamp, but as fast as he can go. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Don't the honeysuckle bloom by the outhouse in the spring? On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing? In the winter, don't they sit and rock and listen to the fires roar? Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? You know, we got plastic grass and water beds, and our banjos all got plastic heads. You can take me back to the good old days, the grand old Opry and Uncle Dave. I miss the sound of Mrs. Laugh, miss the gallows as he wore. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of a lady playing Stomp the Floor.
The Wildcat.
Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
That song was written by Ernie Williams, our banjo player.
That's right.
Talented.
Somebody said, "Where's Rob?" Switzerland. That's the answer to that one.
That's true. That's true.
It's true.
Song about a woman Ernie used to date.
Some old woman lordy in this town has been telling them lies on me. Wish to the Lord that old woman would die and quit telling big old lies on me. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. This life I'm living's mighty hard.
Well, I've been on wide world, girl, I just got back today.
Oh, yes, he did.
Saving all my money, babe, I spent it all on you. What more can a poor boy do?
Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. This life I'm living's mighty hard.
Dennis Devine.
Town has been telling them lies on me. Wish to the Lord that a woman would die and quit telling big old lies on me. Oh, baby, it ain't a lie. Oh, baby, it ain't a lie. Oh, baby, it ain't a lie. This life I'm living is mighty hard.
Sakes alive, Martha White, for the finest biscuits, cakes, and pies. Can Martha White surprise and flour, that one all-purpose flour. Martha White surprise and flour, God, hot rise.
Take it absolutely.
Right. With Martha White, goodness gracious sakes alive, Martha White, for the finest biscuits, cakes, and pies. Give Martha White surprise and flour, now one all-purpose flour. Martha White surprise and flour's got a ride.
Well, I have a report to bring to you folks. You remember that right here on this very stage, 1 year ago, we took up a collection to send Mr. Ethnic, that's Jim Strickland, out west to Stanford University. Jim Strickland has had an armadillo ranch in these parts down about Dade City for 9 to 10 years. You know, armadillos, they're nature's little army tanks. They run down the road and run into cars and stuff like that. Well, what Jim did, he took them out there and he wanted to find out if an armadillo could live on white bread. Now, I know that a lot of people in this audience have been eating white bread when you ought not to be. Because here's how much nutritional value white bread has. He took a bunch of these little armadillos, he gave them white bread for 21 days, and at the end of it, half the armadillos had had nervous stomach, flat feet, pink eye, dandruff, Pitti Ross 4, Mo Valley, and other things too weird to talk about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when these little armadillos were last seen, they were headed down the street to buy little polyester leisure suits. Each one of them wanted to have a little gold chain around its neck. And each one of them wanted to go out and buy a record by Kiss.
It was a pity.
you bake right, yes, with Martha White. Goodness gracious sakes alive, Martha White, for the finest biscuits, cakes, and pies. Get Martha White self-rising flour, that one all-purpose flour. Martha White self-rising flour, got our Rise Plus.
Now we've got a little lady on stage, Angie Hines. Get on it, Angie. We're going to do the Sand Mountain Holler as we go off stage. And Angie's going to dance in the way that she can do this.
Dance on down to the end of the furrow. Well, it's hey, Uncle Arthur, gonna turn him around. Who made the back band too damn tight? It's a Sand Mountain Holler.
Now, shall we send that Orange Blossom special, or maybe that good old Southern train that runs through here? I think that it runs from, let me see, Valdosta through Jasper, Jennings, Jasper, White Springs, Lake City, on over to Platka, and does a sharp turn and picks up, guess who? Jack Gamble Rogers.
Well, you're wonderful to stay up this late. And you know what? I'm just as hopped up as everybody else. Oh. All right, Mr. Soundman, let's see. Check, check. Check, check. Need a little more guitar, Mike. This whole thing, this little guitar is my whole rock and roll. That sounds great. In Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean. Well, I knew the girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. And poke salad, Annie. Gator got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame. Her mama was working on a chain gang. About supper time, she would come on down by the truck bed. She would pick her mess of poke salad and then she'd carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. Gator got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame. My mama was working on the chain gang. He was an old count, and he claimed he had a bad back. And all her brothers was fitting for was stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. Gator got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame. Her mama was working on the chain gang.